Today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. Sadly, the last daf of Ezu Nesher, fifth parak of Sechet Baba Metzia. We're up to the Mishnah on Ayin Dalid Amud Beis, and as the Helik Mishnah begins, Malve Adam et Arisav, Chitin Bechitin Lezera, Avalo Le'echol. It's permissible to lend a sharecropper wheat, with the understanding that you'll get wheat back, for purposes of planting, but not for purposes of eating. It seems weird. The Gemara is going to get into what the issue could possibly be that differentiates between those two. But we know what the problem is here. The problem is, as we've seen throughout the parak, is that there's a concept of lending sa'a b'sa'a, so that even though one could say, and indeed some Rishonim do say, that the nature of ribit is not necessarily linked to value, which is to say that if you borrow a pound of flour, that the definition of that loan is not a pound of flour. So if you borrow a pound of flour and return a pound of flour, so then how could there possibly be ribit? However, the Rabbanon would go there, that because the value can fluctuate, we would see it as ribit, and therefore we can never actually do that, because maybe the price is going to end up going up, and you're going to be paying back more. That's how the Rosh understands it. There's others who learned that the only reason it's ribit rabbonin and just an avak is because it's not katsutz. But enochinami, ribit per, is indeed linked to the concept of value. Okay, this is a major machlokas, but however we learn it, for sure sa'ah b'sa'ah would not be ribit dioraita. And therefore, the rabbonin were geizer only in certain circumstances. You should know that Rabbi Gamliel, who would lend his arisim, seeds, even though it was for seeds, if the price was higher at the time that he lent them, and then the price went down, or if the price was low when he rented, and then the price went up, he would always take based on the lower price. Notel mehem kishar hazol. So in other words, he was always machmer on himself. If the price went up, then he would take less back. That would be kineged, the value that he had given. And if the price went down, he would only take the amount that he had lent up front, so that that way, no matter how you measure it, whether you measure it in terms of the value, or whether you measure it in terms of the item, he would never be nichshel in ribit. It's not that that is the din. We just said that you're able to actually give your aris and not be concerned for sa'asa'ah. And here Rabbi Gamliel was being machmer even on his aris. Over here, he wanted to be machmer on himself. Now here, the Braita introduces something that the Mishnah never spoke about. When do we say that you're allowed to give seed to your sharecropper and it's not considered to be a problem of sa'ah b'sa'ah, even though he's going to be paying you back seed at the time of the produce? That he had not as yet begun the work on the land. Aval yarad, if he began working, at that point it's asur. So before we even come to understand what difference could it possibly make when you lend it to him, it's curious, and of course this is the key to understanding how it could be different. Why is it that our Tana didn't pay any attention to the question of whether the sharecropper had already begun working? So maishna tana didan de lo kamaflik ben yarad ben lo yarad, umaishna tana vera de kamaflik ben yarad ben lo yarad. Why is the Tana of the Braita, why is he worried about this additional criterion, which wasn't even brought up in our mission? Omar Rava, Ravidi Azbra Nili. Talia said, Rava, Ravidi explained to me the difference over here. But after the Tana Didan, in the place where our Mishnah, the context of our Mishnah, was in a place where the Minhag was that the Arisa is Yoiv Bizra. It's up to the sharecropper to supply the seed. Therefore, Bein Yarad or Bein Lo Yarad, it doesn't matter whether he's already gone down, brought his stuff in, and he started to work on the land. Look, if he does not have the wherewithal to do the job, he doesn't have seed, I could throw him out. So Kamar Deloyev Bizra, Motzi Misalikle. I could tell him, excuse me, I made a deal with somebody who's going to take care of the land. Not that I got to start worrying about getting you seed. So therefore, if I do make him a loan of seed, if he accepts that loan and he now goes into the land based on taking that, it's because he understands that I need to accept less for my work, because basically this guy has now needed to take additional responsibility. In which case, it's not that it's a loan and I'm paying him back more. It's that if I end up paying him back more, it's because my resuit was worth less. And that's why I'm getting less than I would normally get. So in other words, he sees it as a deduction in what he's being paid, not as a rebate that he's paying on a loan. Mashenkin, in the case of the Tanavara, over there, Mori Arayoibiz, in that place, part of the Tanavara, it was the owner who always provides the seed. Therefore, there's no reason why the Oris would think to himself, well, I guess I'm going to have to accept less. So, Ilo Yarad, if Lamaisa, he hasn't started the work yet, the owner can always say, you know what? I thought I could get into this with you because somebody promised me some seed. I don't have any. I'm going to find somebody else who does the job with seed. And that would be perfectly okay. It would be Matsu Misalikle. So therefore, if he says, wait a minute, I just remembered I could borrow some seed for you. Okay, we'll give you the seed. So then he also understands that Kikanachit, Levatsumafi Kinachit. So then, if now he accepts the seed and goes to work anyway, so it's because he recognizes that he's going to have to accept, possibly, less for his work, because he's going to have to pay this seed back. And at that point, maybe it's worth more. So, Iyarad, however, if he already started the job, at that point, he can't get rid of him. So now he's going to go to a seed bank, or he's going to go to the Mori Da'ara and borrow seed. What's the difference? So he's borrowing the seed. It's a loan like anybody else. Same way you'd loan your neighbor across the street. You're loaning your aris. So over there, it's a standard sa'abisa'a loan. And therefore, it comes under the isra of avakribit. Therefore, it's asr. So meanwhile, by seeing the difference between the Tanavra and the Tanadi, done, we also understand the mechanism for why we could possibly pay any attention to a difference between an oris and another person, or between yorad v'lo yorad. Tan Rabbana. Omer adam l'chaveiro, alveni kur chitim, v'kotzeitz lo damim. A guy can borrow a commodity, and he can define the value of the commodity at that point, and he could say, okay, look, this bag of flour means you lent me $4.50. That's what a bag of flour is worth. Fine. So at that point, it won't matter, because whatever happens to a bag of flour, it's already been defined in terms of value. Now, continues the Braita to say something which makes no sense at all. So therefore, if huzlu, if the price goes down, so then you can give him the chitim. Huh? Why can I do that? Hukru, if the price goes up, you only give him the damim. So noten de mehem. Then you give him the 450. What? Valo katsat? Is it the whole point over here that he defined the value? So if the price goes down, he still owes him that amount of value? So how can he possibly give him chitim? Omer says, no, it means in other circumstances. Im lo katsat. So then if it would be huzlu, we'd have to be careful to be no to chitak. And if it was hukru, so then you wouldn't have a right to give him the chitim. You could only give him the damim as it was then. That's why it's kedai to be kotzeitz and avoid all these problems. That's what the Braita is saying. But not that this is a continuation of a case where he was kotzeitz. Zakrei the commission. Lo yomar adam lechaveiro alveni kur chitim v'ani eten lecha legorim. So here is the Mishnah that asr sa'abisa'a. Although we were matir giving arisim for zera, but you cannot tell your friend, lend me a bushel of wheat, and I'll pay you back at the time that the wheat comes in when we bring it to the threshing floor. Avalo merlo, but what you can do, and this is true even though normally the price will go down at the threshing floor, points out Tosis. In other words, it's telling me that even though the standard is that there's more wheat available then, so everybody's bringing their wheat, nonetheless you can't do it. So they answered it even when expectations are for the prices to go up, to go down. But what you can do is, you could say, lend me a bushel of wheat, achi avo beni, when my son gets back from the store, or Acham Tzam after I can find the key to the pantry. So in other words, I have this, I just can't get hold of it right now, and I need it now. So in that case, it's not Osir. Why it's not Osir? Already that's not clear. I mean, Rashi earlier said that the reason it's not Osir is because then we view it as if he was actually giving him those chitim. So that now, if the price indeed does go up, it's as if it went up in the reshus of the person who lent it to him, because these chitim were right then and there set aside to give to him. Fine. There's many possibilities. As we're going to see later, it's possible the Rabbanu weren't geyser on short-term sa'abas anyway. But we'll talk about that in a few moments. So that's not a problem. But Hillel Asert. V'chein haya Hillel Omer. So according to Hillel, it was Asert even where you actually have it in your safe. And Hillel furthermore said, Lo talve isha kikar lechavreta ad sheteaseh adamim. If your neighbor comes and asks you for a bottle of milk, do not lend her a bottle of milk. Tell her you're lending her the money that the bottle of milk is worth. Shema yukru chitim v'nimtzu bo tidei ribit. Because if the price of flour goes up, then it turns out that you're going to be lending on rebate. Now, that's what the Tanakhama said. Why do you say V'chein Haya Hillel Omer? It's included in the Tanakhama. So apparently, and this relates to the question that Aaron asked, apparently the Tanakhama, for some reason, would have been matir this. And that comes in the context of a Mishnah that's talking about Achi Avo B'ni or Achem Tzal Mafteach, which implies that it's a short-term issue. In other words, the Rabbanan and some Rishonim did say this. If something is short-term, we didn't aser sabbasah. Okay. The standard is, a neighbor comes in, they're going to bring it back to you very soon. It's not like you lend somebody a book where you never get it back. So normally, when neighbors borrow food, they're careful to bring it back quickly, because otherwise it very rapidly sours. They'll bring it back as soon as they can. It's not reasonable to say there's going to be market fluctuations. The price of wheat, but they'll bring it back the next day already. What are you going to be marked on? So because of that, the Rabbanan, in fact, would have said that's the equivalent of Achem Tzam Mafteach. Talking about short term. So some are make it dependent, indeed, on short term. That's the point. The Rabbanan were Nasser, the type of thing which is always short term. So Achem Tzam Mafteach is short term. Others learn that this is introducing a new issue, and which is Bechila. So in cases where people are generally not makbid on one another for short, small tnudot, so the Rabbanan were never geizers, according to the Tanakhama. Whereas according to Hillel, it would be asur. But then it's a little bit strange why it says v'chena ya'ilel omer, as if it had to do with Hillel's previous shita, because that wasn't the din of mechila. Okay, we'll discuss further. Om Ravuna. Yesh lo sa'ah, lo ve'sa'ah. Sa'atayim, lo ve'sa'atayim. Look, whatever you currently have in your pantry that you're looking for the key for, and you want to borrow, you can only borrow against what you have in the pantry. So if you got one bushel, you can borrow a bushel. You got two bushels, you can borrow two bushels. But you can't go beyond what you can cover. Whereas Rav Yitzchak Omer, afilo yesh lo sa'ah, lo ve'aleha kamakurit. If you have only one sa'ah, it doesn't matter how many tons of wheat you borrow. Let's consider the following scenario. You borrow a sa'ah of wheat. You did not pay it back yet. The guy doesn't care that you didn't pay it back. You'll pay it back next week. Fine. Now you need another sa'ah of wheat. So now you go to somebody else. Can you not borrow another sa'ah of wheat since you have a sa'ah of wheat in your pantry? So you could do this ad infinitum, right? So ultimately, you could borrow 10 million sa'ah against that one sa'ah. So what's the difference if you just do that? Because, I mean, basically, when we're being matir sa'ah b'sa'ah, as long as the loan is covered, then we don't mean clearly that all of your outstanding loans need to be covered. It means that on each piece, we need to look at it as if we're exchanging this for this now and not later. Now, the Rivan says, but of course, I mean, that would only be if you do it in bits and pieces. I mean, you can't really go and borrow 10 million tons at one time. Well, wouldn't it have to be covered for this particular transaction? However, most Rishonim argue on the Rivan, and they say no. Basically, what this is a gilui of is the fact that when Chazal were asering sa'ah b'sa'ah, they did not aser sa'ah b'sa'ah zavak ribit as long as you could look at each piece of it as somehow being covered by something else that you already have. So then we look at it as sa'ah b'sa'ah. Clearly a major difference between Rav Huna's approach and Rav Yitzchak's approach in what the mechanism is, whether it's just simply they didn't aser or whether we view it as some type of exchange already. If it's some type of exchange, obviously I can only do it for connected exchange. Tani Rabbi Chia, the CEO of the Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Chia brought a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak. It doesn't matter how many sa'ar you borrow, as long as you have that one sa'ar. Where it says that you're not allowed, there it's talking about borrowing wine. And it says the Lashon over there, he says, Tipat Yayin Einlo. The Lashon is, V'tipat Yayin Einlo. Here he is borrowing wine, and he doesn't even have a drop of wine in his house. So he's telling there, I'll pay you back from my home. Or he borrows oil. I'll pay you back oil. And he doesn't have a drop of oil in the house. Edo tipat shemen, right? Why are we talking about drops? I don't understand. I mean, what is poetry over here? It's saying he doesn't have the oil. He doesn't have the wine. So since you're talking about drops, the implications are that if you have a drop of oil, that yeshlo lova la kamatibi. That the only problem is you don't have a drop of oil. So we're always looking at the pach hashemen, basically. You can always keep filling from the same drop, but you have to have the container. Ve'ele lo ser. Om Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, halacha k'divrei Hillel is makbid even on achiyavo b'ni. But we don't paskin like Shmuel, who paskins like Hillel. So that means that lamaisa, we can borrow in a case of achiyavo b'ni, and therefore, since we also paskin like Rav Yitzchak, if the Maisa person has something in his rishus, then he has no problem of borrowing sa'ah b'sa'ah. Omer Yidom Shmuel. Okay, here it says v'chein haya Hillel Omer lo talve isha, which is mash, as we point out in the Mishnah, that for some reason it's only Hillel's chiddush that a householder cannot borrow sa'ah b'sa'ah. Why is it only Hillel's chiddush? Didn't the Rabbanan start off by saying you're not allowed to borrow sa'ah b'sa'ah? Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro. So what's the difference between adam l'chaveiro and isha who's being malvah l'shreina? Says the Gemara, Omer Yidom Shmuel. Indeed, this is only Hillel's opinion. Zud Divrei Hillel. Avokachamim omrim, The Chachomim say, in cases in the home, lovim stam, without ketzitza, without saying how much it was worth, uporim stam. So again, there's a number of different approaches. Either because, generally, people are meichel, between neighbors, so they're not going to be makbid, and therefore we don't look at it as being important. Or because it's short-term, and the Rabbanim weren't geyser on short-term. Or because it's generally small amounts, and therefore not going to come to a matzav of hakpada. And there are other approaches as well, but in other words, what's clear here, as we've seen throughout this parak, is that the inyonim of michzik ribit, or avak ribit, or the chashash of haramat ribit, are all delicate balances between intent and the actuality. Because midyoraita, the only thing that's a problem is the kitzitza, which is the definition. I'm telling you right now, I'm lending you this, in order to get back more. And that kitzitza is what we mean by ribit. Things that might happen are by definition not ribit d'oraita. So therefore the question is, how much shall we be makbid? Is it the appearances that count? Okay, so then if it's arranged more like a sale than a loan, you save the appearances. Is it the pain of paying that's involved? So that what involves mechila, and it's small amounts, not kedai to be geizer. Is it the relationships that end up being damaged? So then between shchenim, it doesn't make sense to do it. But again, it's a michlol over here, as all takonas to Rabbanon are, which is really the reason why a bezdin can't be mevatel a takona. They could be mevatel a psak. I disagree with you, Pesach. But a takana is a judgment call that is so complex that it took into consideration context that you may not be aware of, that unless it's a bezdin that's godol bechavero, they don't have a right to go and to measure a takana. Because we never give you all the information in a takana. And that's why we have, especially in sugyas that are fundamentally takanas, we have the most complicated halachas, because it's difficult to define what the gedarim are. In a d'oraisa, you could define gedarim, which is why very often the gemara will bring a raya that, gosh, you know, this has got to be somehow a d'oraita, because only that would explain why we've defined it in this way. Rabbanu would never have come up with that. Okay, continues now in the gemara. The Omer of Yerah Bashmul, now that we've, and this is an indication, and indeed the issue of Yerah's Mechila, now that we have raised the question of householders, people travel together, right? Or people work together. They bring lunch. Or they're at a picnic. Everybody puts down their things. If they're makpidim zalze, so then, over mishum midah, mishum mishkah, mishum inyan, mishum lovinu porim biyom tov. These people, if they're makpid on each other, and yet they exchange food, and they're not careful, or according to Rashi and most Rishonim, they are careful, because we're talking about Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore they're going to be over on the Takana Rabbanan that does not allow you to borrow something that's not casual, because it's going to be written down, perhaps. So if you're looking at precise weights and measures, then you're not allowed to do that on Yontif and on Shabbos. And according to Tehillah, you'd also be over on Ribit. Because what Hillel says is that even small amounts that are going to be given back are still considered to be ribit. And that's exactly would be the case if there's no upfront mechila. The Amar of Yerah Meshua, Talmidei Chachamim mutarim lelavot zeh mizeh beribit. Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to take out a loan on ribit from a friend. My taina. Mida yadi de ribit asura, umatanahu de yavin yale. They understand that obviously ribit is asur, and therefore they're clearly giving this only as a matana. That does this explains that obviously this only means if indeed he knows clearly the matana, I would have given him anyway. So I give the guy, I'm so happy to see him, I'd give him a plant for Shabbos. So then even though, Lamais, we said before, in a case where you owe somebody money, you're not allowed to do many favors. And it's like a ribit, Tamir Chachomim can, because he can accurately measure. I would 100% have sent him that plant, with the loan or without the loan. Completely irrelevant. So even if I do it and I tell him, together with the loan, I say, it doesn't matter, because he knows that it isn't serious. Because he understands, by the way, many pais can point out that this means both the lova and the malva would have to be Tamir Chachomim. That's what it's saying, zemi ze, one from another, because they both have to be aware that the nate, the kavana, it's fascinating. In other words, the idea of ribit, when it comes to avak ribit, is fundamentally kavana-oriented. So that something that the person is getting that is unrelated to the loan is fine. Something that's getting that's related to the loan is avak ribit. So Mamela, you have to have a very fine grasp of the sugya and of your own self to be able to be aimed that I'm not giving this as ribit. Talking about, as Tosis points out, some small gift that I'm going to add. So which to anybody else, it could be even a monetary gift. But I know that this is something that I would send him anyway. It's not related to the loan. It doesn't matter whether it would be. It's not talking about Sabbath, it's talking about an actual addition. Ihi. Shmuel's actually said to Avua Bar Ihi that it's even mutter to do this with a Revit Ktsutsa. Give me 100 pilpilim, and I'll pay you back 120 pilpilim. What do you say? So over there, the context is so clear that, you know, listen, I want to give you some pilpilim. I don't have any pilpilim, but you know what? I was going to send you some pilpilim. Lend me 100, and I'll give you 120. Vorich, and that's fine, because the entire idea is the way he's presenting it, is that it's basically done as a gift. He's presenting it with a smile. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, mutar lo l'adam la'avot panav uvnei beito b'ri. It's a fascinating issue, which is very, very contemporary in its concerns. What is the impact of showing children the things they see on television? The experience of violence, or the pain of all types of interactions that they're going to meet later on in life. So here, Rav says, it's kedai to teach your children how much Revit hurts. To lend them on Revit. Play Monopoly with them. Lend them on Revit. Kedai la'atimam ta'am Revit. Let them know that pain. So that way they can appreciate why Revit is such a problem. Because humans aren't programmed to realize the rapidity of the impact of Revit. Their minds don't work mathematically. So they hear, take out a loan, 10% interest, sounds great. The fact that they pay three times as much for their home that they wanted to pay, that they don't even realize. So teach your children. However, says the Gemara, that's not true. We're not milti. We don't pass it this way. Because on the contrary, they get the idea. So therefore, Mishum Da'ati L'Misrach, you expose them to the type of things that are dangerous for them, they'll end up using it, not just seeing it from the other person's point of view. Zok Elik Abishna. Omer Adam L'Chavero D'Acheshim Iven Acheshim B'Chav. Two neighbors. One could say, this is like the barn raising kind of thing, right? So the neighborhood comes around, well, I need to raise a barn, we'll all work on my barn, you need to raise a barn, we'll all work on your barn. We have two neighbors, he says, I'm weeding my garden. Give me a hand, I'll give you a hand tomorrow on your garden. That's fine. You could say, Adori mi v'adori mach. You know, you help me. Help me hoe. I'll help you hoe. But lo yomalo nacheshimui ve'adorimach or adorimi v'anacheshimach. However, where the value of the work is different, it's a completely different type of work. It's the equivalent of sa'a b'sa'a. So basically, you're lending him the value of your work in return for value of other work, which may be worth more when you get it. You may gerid echad. The entire summer is considered to be the same. In other words, we don't say, well, the land is a little drier a week from now, so maybe it's if one guy does it at an easy time, one guy does it at a hard time, they'll come to Sabasa, or vice versa. No, the summer is one thing. The entire winter is one thing. The rainy season, it's all one season. But you cannot say, Haroshi mi begrid, you help me to do plowing during the summer when the ground is easily broken up. Vani achroshi b'charu b'revia, when we've got to now tackle the heavy mud. That's not the same. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, there's also ribit mukdemet, and there's such a thing as ribit mucheret. So ketzad. Natani navla l'avot emenu, a guy wants a loan. So he sends the banker a gift, and he says, don't think I like you, I just want a loan. So mishaleach lova, Rabbi Shvil, shetalveni. My intent over here is, I'm looking for a loan. Zui ribit mukdemet. Lova emenu, v'rezir lo et ma'otam. A guy borrows money and he sends it back with a gift because it was so nice of you. Your money could have been make money for you, and instead it was make money for me. Zui ribit mucheret. Rabbi Shimon Omer, forget about sending something, even saying something. Yesh ribit dvarim. Because lo yomar, you can't even say to a guy, hey, listen, I know you were looking for so-and-so as an investor. He's coming to town tomorrow. Daki, ba'ish ploni, mimokom ploni. Even that, you can't tell him if it's not something that you would have done, if not for the fact that he had lent you money. Ve'elu ovrim below ta'aseh. The following people are going to be over on an iser d'oraita, perhaps, maybe. In some cases, obviously, the pasuk would only be an esmachta. And that would be the malva, as we said earlier, the lova, the orev, the guarantor is over, the edim are over, and the chachamim say, even the sofer who writes the contract is over. And what are you over on? Ovrim Mishum. Now, we're going to see in the Gemara that obviously not everybody is over on all of these Yisurim. I mean, clearly some of these things apply to one, to more than one, but we'll have to go through what is involved in each one. So you're over because of all of the Yisurim. Kas b'chaloti ten lo b'neshech. You're over on al tikach mito neshech v'tarbit. You're over on im kesef talvet ami lo tiyelo kinosheh. You're over on Lotas Simun Alav Neshech, as we've seen. You're over on that Lotas Simun is the broadest, not talking about taking the Neshech, but not that there should be a transaction of Neshech. You're over on Lifnei Iver Lotitein Mikshov Yareto Melokecha Ani Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Minayin Lenoshebech Aviro Monem. Veinom Ragil Agdim Lo Shalom Shasur Lo Agdim Lo Shalom. How do we know that if you normally would not say Shalom to a person first, that you're not allowed to be Magdim Shalom to him just because he lent you money? Talmud Lomar Neshech Kol Davar Asher Yisha. Afilu Dibur Asur. Ve'ilu Ovrim. Omer Abaya, obviously, it doesn't refer equally to everybody. Say, the guy who's Malva Beribit. So if he's malver beribit, he would be over bekulam. But the lova would only be over mishum lo tashich la'achicha, and la'achicha lo tashich. Lifnei iver lo titein michshol, because, I mean, he's also being over on the fact that the other guy is lending him on this. The orev on the edim, on the other hand, they're not going to be over on the lo tashich, they're not going to be over on lo titein lo b'neshech, and so on. But they will be over on lo tasimun olav neshech. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, you know, these guys are weird. They end up losing financially much more than they gain. Because as we saw earlier, their nechasim are mitmotetim in the end because of the ribit. Velo od, as if that wouldn't be bad enough. Obviously, we're talking in a Lashon Saginahar. You know, so we're saying it. In other words, as far as they're concerned, Moshe Rabbeinu is an idiot. The Torah is full of nonsense. The Torah to emet. The Omrim, I mean, what are they saying? They say, well, if Moshe was a little bit more experienced, you know, if he would have been a businessman, and Ilu Ayodea Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaya Revach B'davar, he certainly wouldn't have written in the Torah, don't take ribit. I mean, we understand that some of these rabbis are a little bit detached from reality, and they make up these God-given laws. So and that's basically what these people are doing. How are they excusing the behavior to themselves? Kiyatar of Dimi Omar. How do we know that you're not even allowed to show your face to somebody that owes you money? You are approaching him in a way that makes him cringe. You know what happens to a person like that? It's kilo dano bishnei dinim. You have put humans over our heads. And that's what a noshe is. Total dependency on a person that I owe. It's as if you went through fire and water. Somebody who has money and lends them out without witnesses is over. It's just too dangerous, and it's your fault. If that guy ends up denying the loan and keeping your money, you did it to yourself. Resh Lakish Amar, it's worse than that. He's going klala la'atzma. You know what? When he goes and he asks for the money back, and the guy says, what's the matter with you? Would I have borrowed money from you and not paid you back? You know what people will say about him? Aganav, chayshad b'ksherim. How could he think such a thing? And shenema te'alam na sifse sheker adovrot al tzadik atak. These are sifse shaker, basically. B'gahava avuz. You're really the tzaddik, and they're going to be saying you went ahead to try to take money that isn't yours. Omer el Rabbonon le Ravashi. Rabbonon once told Ravashi, you should know Ravina is an unbelievable captain. He's medayik. Every thing that he finds in the Rabbonon is makbir al kol kutzo shayut. He's mekayim komad Omer Rabbonon. Sabaya says, okay, we'll put him to the test. So shalach le behari pani the malach Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and Abaya sends a shliach to Ravina, and he says, please, I just got the most incredible deal. I've been waiting to buy a piece of land for years. It just became available. I have a two-hour window. I need money immediately. You got to send me some money. So he says to him, all he needs is 10 zuz for down payment. I've got this little piece of land. I'm finally able to buy it. So Ravina sends him back. Okay, Neiti Marsadi, bring witnesses over to the house, and so for v'nichtof tovu, right out of contract. Sholach lei, so if I sensed him, Ravashim sensed him, what's the matter with you? I feel ananami, I mean me, tensors, I'm telling it's an emergency, and you're telling me Shalach le koshikimar. What do you mean? You're worse than anybody else? Because, I mean, what are you, you're going to remember borrowing $10,000 here and there. You're so busy learning, you'll forget about it. The Torah begir se mishtale. That's all I need to do. I'll come to you for the money, and people will say, look at that slob accusing Rav Ashi of not paying back a loan. Vigorim klololatzmi. Ton rabbanan. Shloshat tzoakim ve'inan ne'anim. This is not referring to tzoakim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'inan ne'anim. Tzoakim to Bezdin. And they're not going to get any relief from Bezdin, even though it's terrible. Ve'eloin. Nishi yeshlo ma'ot. M'lavel tam shlo ve'idim. Look, you want to be an idiot and trust people. Okay? So go to court, try to get your money back, and then moan and groan about injustice in the world. Hakone adon la'atzmo. Somebody who buys a master for himself and then's upset about it. We'll see what that means. Umishi ishto moshelet alav. It's somebody whose wife calls the shots. What is that referring to? Kone adon la'atzmo. What is that referring to? Mai. Ikeri amre tole nechasa benochri. Some say it means that he tells the tax collectors, or he tells people, oh, none of this money's mine. It really belongs to so-and-so. Well, so-and-so hears about it, and so-and-so likes the idea that this guy has been telling people the money is his, and he comes to take the money. Igri Amri, some say, no. It's the fool who decides he's going to write out a will giving his kids his property, and undoubtedly his kids will take good care of him. So when he finds himself out on the street, and then he comes to court, and he says, but I only gave them the money to avoid the inheritance tax and so on. He says, sir, you wanted to do this to yourself. Go argue with your new master. And Ikeri Amri, others say, the Bishle Baha Mata, you know what that is? Somebody who's having a miserable time where he lives, right? And he decides there's no way out. This is suicide. That's basically what happens. Somebody decides, why should I move from my life? No, this is the only life I can have, but this is an intolerable life. So I'm certainly not going to go take another life. V'lo hazulamat tachrita. So he decides, I can't go anywhere else. It's hopeless. It is hopeless. You lost all your money. So therefore, you have to jump out of the window. Because, I mean, what are my neighbors going to do? I'll jump out of the skyscraper. No, become a beach bum, move to Mexico, and enjoy yourself in a different life. It's certainly better than being dead. So if that's the case, it's somebody who wants to suffer because he can't conceive that he could be somewhere else and do something else. Just kind of in lots, man. Now you're saying, I have no life. You know, you decided you had no life. Hadran lach ezu neshech. All right, so I just wanted to mention before we break, because we're finishing now all of the sugyas that we had over here. So how is it that Lamaisa we end up actually taking out loans on Rebit? We use what's called the Heter Iska. Now, the Heter Iska has become a rather complex kind of document because the Iska that the Rabbanan were matir isn't good enough for most situations. What's the Iska the Rabbanan are matir? They don't guarantee you any return. The Iska the Rabbanan are matir. Mi'ikra then wouldn't have been asur even without all the things because there was no ketzitza. You give it, you invest, basically. And the essence of the interaction of money between people, money as opposed to items, is investment. So in other words, if I believe that you have a good idea, that we can make money together, I take the risk. We share some of the risk. I give half of it to you, so it becomes a loan that your mechuz pay me back in hell or high water. And the other part of the risk, I'm taking on myself. But it's very possible that I won't make a penny. I'll end up losing half of my money, which is the part that I'm, you know, I'm taking the chance on. That's the pikadon. And I may not end up making money. So therefore, what happens is that the original capitalist idea, as far as the Torah HaKadosh is concerned, is making use of money where you are helping a person to make money by achieving something in the world that is going to be no se peirot. The entire concept of playing with money as gambling is a heres of the binyan ha'olam and creates bubbles that don't really produce anything on the world and end up only costing people their parnas. So that basically, midoraita, what we should be doing is utilizing your skills as an investor to understand whether this is a good investment. And so if somebody comes along to you and says he has an idea, and you think it's an idiotic idea, but the guy's got a nice house that you could take when his idea fails and you'll take it back at the rebit, is considered to be vicious and horrific, as opposed to the investor who says, look, let me tell you something, Joe. I've been in this business a long time. It sounds like a good idea to you. I'm telling you, I've seen this. It fails. Don't do it, which is the way it should be. And then you find something to put your money into. As the capitalist market developed and the personal relationships between the investor and the idea became more and more distant, and what happened is that banks developed. And now, because of the fact that Jews were essentially, this was the historical change, is that Jews essentially became involved in money as opposed to real production. So now, in order to really make money on money, it was very difficult to find sufficient ideas, especially in the Middle Ages, where you're going to be taking horrific risks. I mean, any transportation of money is a horrific risk, even at that point. So therefore, they needed to make assurances that they would get their money back and that there would be a parnas that was coming out of their money. So the standard iska isn't enough because it doesn't even insure your money back. It only insures half of your money back. Remember, half is a pikadon and half is a halva. So first of all, we have to figure out a way to make the entire so-called investment a loan. And nonetheless, you should be able to get it back. How are you going to do that without it being called ribit? So technically, obviously, you have to construct it as the iska that's mut. So therefore, every heter iska says, such and such a sum is being given to so-and-so. Half of it is a halva'a, half of it is an investment. Okay. Now, the guy can't work for you unless you're paying him. That we saw was machlokas, whether it means taking him out to Starbucks and so on. Fine. So every heter iska includes, in exchange for the work that he will be doing for me, it's going to be X amount that he has a right to keep from this iska. So I'm paying him, essentially, some small amount for his work. Now there comes to be another problem. The other problem is that I don't trust this guy. I don't trust this guy, and therefore, if we end up losing money, I will not accept his word on the matter. He has to take a shvua d'oraisa, shvua chamura, that these losses actually occurred, and bring witnesses. Right, the likelihood of that happening, bring witnesses that this is the only reason. And remember, the shvua is that I used all possible prudence in making this investment, and I couldn't have done any better. Okay, you're ready to take a shvua d'oraisa on that, right? Or you have witnesses that can say that there was no way that this money could have made money. Come on. So therefore, if he's not able to take that, then he's going to have to pay me everything, right? I don't believe him. I believe he stole the money, basically, invested it without prudence. And that was his guarantee that he's certainly not going to lose my picadon. It was on that basis that he's going to give it back. Fine. Now, how do I also guarantee that I get money? So there's another kunz. The other kunz is like this. He is mechuyev to give me an accounting of every cent, and for anything that is problematic, he has to bring the aid in and he has to make the shvua. However, I am, in my goodness, willing to be mavater on that in exchange for a certain amount of money per month, which happens to equal 5.75 points on the loan, or whatever it is that you're lending him. So in exchange for that money every month, I will accept all of the burden of the accounting and so on and so forth, and will take his accounting as, you know, sufficiently accurate, as long as he's continuing to pay on, and that there were no losses, so that at the end, I get the money back. If there's also a loss of the original Karen, of course I don't call it that, on the investment or on the loan, then we get into the Shvud Yeraisa problem. So basically what's happened is the guy is supposedly going into business with this person, and that person will have no way of not paying his monthly fee, and then at the end making sure that the money gets back to him. Now, a fascinating historical, recent historical. You remember Banks of America that used to exist? That ended up going bankrupt. You remember the account? Okay. So if you also remember the bank, you also remember the Nefilat Menayot, in which there was that tremendous stock market crash year that brought everybody down, including Banks of America. They went after somebody, and what they were doing is they were lending money for leverage. They were encouraging people to invest. They were lending people money. When the money was lost, they went to collect for people the money they had lent them. One of their large borrowers successfully, in court, argued that the heter iska potters him from paying back half of the loan. Because he said, look, the din that I have to take a shvua d'oraita is only where there's no hodat val din. But the bank has listed in their own records that they lost all of that money in the menayot. So they can't possibly say, well, we don't believe you. You have to bring Adam or take a shvua d'oraita. I invested it through your bank into these menayot. So how can you charge me for an investment, half of which was your investment, where you're made that you were the ones who lost the money? And he got off 50% based on the heter iska that was hanging in the front of the bank. That everything is being... So another, this is a serious thing. So normally, indeed, it will assure under normal circumstances that you're stuck. You're going to have to pay. But you can certainly conceive of cases in which the heter iska is a real heter iska. And the guy's investing. He's not lending. And this was millions we're talking about. Okay, so it's not a joke. It's a serious document, and it covers all of the bases in ways that end up giving you what you're looking for, but is legally a totally different transaction. It's remarkable. In other words, it's a complete simulation of a loan that has nothing in common with the loan. That's the weird thing. It's like running a PC on a Mac. It's just a virtual machine. There's no PC there. It just looks like a PC, smells like a PC, acts like a PC. Doesn't quite crash as bad as a PC. But Lemaisa, it's running under a Mac operating system.
How come my desk could work with thousands of lines of Mac?
What do you mean? You signed separately. It says in the contract that you signed. This contract is based on that Heter Iska.
And then I deposit money in my savings account, then I don't have to sign it.
Malve Adam et arisav chitim bechitim lezera, aval lo lechol. Sheherav Gamliel malve et arisav chitim bechitim lezera biyokir, vuhuzlo, bezol vuhukru, he would be daito mekishar hazo, velo mina shalach lekein, el shiratzel achmir al atzmo. Tana Rabbana malve adam et arisav chitim bechitim lezera, bamed varm shalo yarad, Avoy Yarad Asur. Marshnatana didan de loka maflage ben Yarad ben lo Yarad. Umarshnatana verad de ka maflage ben Yarad ben lo Yarad. Omar Rava, Revidi Asbrin Yali. Ba'atu the Tana didan. Arisa yoiv bizra. So therefore, ben Yarad ben lo Yarad, ko kamada lo yoiv bizra much mesalikle. Vechikanachit, he accepts that he's going down, lobotsumeyoth ikanachit. Whereas Ba'atu the Tana bara, moriara yoiv bizra. So Elo Yorad, which case, Motsi Misalikle. No energy, sorry. Kikadachit Labotsimeochi Kanachit. Yorad, the Lomotsi Misalikle, Asur, Tanarabon. Omer Adam Lachavero, Halvenikur Chitim, Vekotsetsu Damim, whose lo noten lo chitim, who cru noten the main. What? Halo Katsats. On Rav Shesh Zachamer, Imlo Katsats, whose lo noten lo chitam, who cru noten the main. Lo yomar adam lechaverah halveni kur chitim ani yeten lecha legoren. Aval omer lo, halveni achi avo bni, o achem tzamavteach. Ve'ilel oser, even in that case. V'chein haya ilel omer, lo talvei isha kikar lechavrata, ad shete aseh adamim, shaba yukru chitim, v'nimtso ba'oti de ribid. Om revuna, yesh lo sa'a lo ve'sa'a. Sa'atayim lo ve'sa'atayim. Rav Yitzchak omer, afilo yesh lo sa'a lo ve'ala kamakurim. Tani Rabbi Chila Siyola Rabbi Yitzchak, tipat yayin ein lo, or tipat shemen ein lo. Mashma, if he has a tipa, then in love, you know, love kama tipi. Ve'ilel oser, om Rav Nachman HaMashmuel, aloch kid ve'ilo. But in fact, lo teilcha takavate. Ve'chein haya hila lomer lo tal ve'isha. Om Rav Yira HaMashmuel, zudi ve'ilel. Ava chachamim omrim, lovim stam, uporim stam between neighbors. Ve'om Rav Yira HaMashmuel, b'nei chabura, ha'makbidim ze al ze, עוברים משום מידה ומשום משקל ומשום מניין ומשום לובין ופורם ביונטו וכדברי אלו על אף ושום ריבית ויום רב יהודה אמר שמול תלמידי חכמים מותרים ללוות זה מזה בריבית מי תאימה? מידה ידי דריבית אסורה it's clearly only אם התנא דיעבו הדד אומר לשמול עבו בר אי אלוויני 100 פלפלים ו120 פלפלים ואוריך אומר רב יהודה אמר רב מותר לאדם להלוות בניו ובני ביתו בריבית כדי להתאימם טעם ריבית, ולאו מיל טעים, ושום טעתי למשרה. אומר אדם לחברו, נחי שמי ונחי שמך, הדור עמי והדור עמך, ולא יאמר לו, נחי שמי והדור עמך, הדור עמי ונחי שמך. כל ימי גריד אחד, כל ימי רביע אחד. לא יאמר לו, חרוש שמי בגריד, ואני אחרוש שמך ברביע. רב גמליאל אומר, יש ריבית מוקדמת, ויש ריבית מאוחרת. כיצד? נתן עיניו ללוות עמנו, הוא משלח לו ואומר, בשביל שתלווני זוהי ריבית מוקדמת. לווה אם אלה וזיר לו את מעותיו, הוא משלח ואומר, בשביל מעותך שבטלות אצלי, זוהי ריבית מאוחרת. רבי שמעון אומר, יש ריבית דברים? לא יאמר לו, דק, כי בא יש פלוני ממקום פלוני. ואלו עוברים בלא תעשה, המלווה והלווה, הרב, העדים, וחכמים אומרים, אף הסופר, ועוברים משום לא תיתן, כספך ונבילות, משום אל תיקח ביתו נשך ותרבית, משום לא תהיה לו כנושה, משום לא תסימן עליו נשך, משום לא תפנה ולא תיתן מרשול, משום ויורד אם אלו ככה. תנו רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אומר, מניין לנושה בחבר אומנה, ואין רגע להקדים לו שלום, שאסור להקדים לו שלום, תלמוד לומר נשך כל דבר אשר ישך אפילו דיבור עשו. ואלו העוברים אמרה הבעיה, מה עובר עובר בכולם, לא עובר משום לא תשיך, להכיחה, או להכיחה לא תשיך, לפני עיוור לא תיתן מכשול. הרי ועדים אינו עוברים משום לא תשים לו למנשך. תני רבי שמעון אומר, מלווה ריבית יותר ממה שמרוויחים מפסידים, ולא עוד, אלא משימים משה רבינו חכם ותורתו אמת, and basically they're all bringing, well, אילו היה משה רבינו, יודע, שיהיה רווח בדבר, אפי שלא יהיה קוטפה. כי אתה עובדים, היא אומר, מניין לנושא בחברו מונה, ויודע שאין לו, שאסור לעבור לפניו, אתה אומר, לא תהיה לו כנושא. רבם יברבס ירמת אבר, כאילו דנו בשני דינים, שנאמר, הרכבת אנוש לראשינו, בנו באש ובמים. אומר רבי נאמר, כל מי שיש לו מעות, ומלווה אותם שלו בעדים, עובר משום לפני עבר לא תיתן מכשול. ושלוקש אומר, איזה בן גורם כלול על עצמו, שנאמר, תהלנו אסיפסי שוקר, הדוברות על צדיק עתק. אמרו לו רבונו לרבשי, כמקיים רבינו, כל מה דיום רבונו, שולח לי, בעדי פני ידמה לשבת, לישתה לי מר, עשר זוזי, right now, ישראל מלכתיד עני ערה, למזמן, שולח לי, אוקיי, נעשי מר, סעדה, ויכתב כתב, עכשיו, what? אפילו אנה, נעמי, שולח לי, ha, you're the worst, קושקי מר, תתורי בגיר, סמישתה, וגם כל לעצמי. עיתון רבונו, שלושה צועקים, ואינם נענים, אלוהים, מי שיש לו מאות, מעווה אותם שלו בעדים, הקונה אדון לעצמו, מי שישתו מושלת עליו. קונה אדון לעצמו, מהי? איקרי אמרי, תולה נכסיו בנוכרי. איקרי אמרי, הכותב נכסיו לבניו בחייו. ואיקרי אמרי, דבישלי, בוא מטה, ולא עזר למטה אחריתה. You know?